Each runway at a federally eligible airport usually has a designated critical aircraft and classification. This is important as it determines what role the runway serves at the airport and influences its eligibility for federal funding. Without federal funding, it often means that the vast majority of the cost to maintain a runway falls entirely on local sources. There are four runway classifications considered by federal guidelines that can be applied to the Whitman Airport. The first is a primary runway. This is usually the largest and most accessible runway and is limited to a single runway at an airport. Another type of runway designation is a crosswind runway. This runway supports aircraft that are not able to land at least 95% of the time on the primary runway due to local wind conditions. The acceptable level of crosswind for an aircraft is based on its size and speed, and larger aircraft are generally more tolerant of strong crosswinds. This means that if aircraft are not able to land on the primary runway 95% of the time without exceeding their crosswind tolerance, then a crosswind runway is needed to serve these aircraft. Another designation is the secondary runway. This type of runway can be deemed as necessary for a variety of reasons. First, a secondary runway is necessary if the number of annual operations that occur at the airport exceeds 60% of the airport's total annual capacity. In other words, every airport has a theoretical limit to how many operations, again, that is either one takeoff or one landing, it can support within a year before delays begin occurring. If more than 60% of this estimated annual capacity is occurring, then a secondary runway is needed to support these additional operations. A runway can also be designated as a secondary runway if it is determined that the runway is required for the operation of the airfield. This is generally a site-specific designation dependent on local needs. The final designation is an additional runway. This means that the runway does not meet any of the above requirements and is therefore not eligible for federal funding. Based on these descriptions, the runways at the Whitman Airport have each been given one of these designations. However, it should be noted that the coordination with the FAA to verify these classifications is ongoing and they currently are subject to change. Runway 1836 is currently designated as the primary runway due to its greater length and excellent instrument approaches. Runway 927 is considered by this master planning process as both a crosswind and a secondary runway. This is because runway 1836 alone would not provide adequate wind coverage to all aircraft or be able to sufficiently support the large number of operations at the airport. Finally, very small tailwheel aircraft are not considered to be provided with adequate wind coverage, and one of the two smaller runways, runway 1331 or runway 523, is needed for these aircraft from a crosswind perspective. Therefore, one of these two smaller runways would be considered a crosswind runway, while the remaining runway would be considered an additional runway, and likely ineligible for federal funding. Further discussion on these two runways and how they could serve the airport's future is discussed alongside the East Airside alternatives.